to like to get your group ready for this last game before the Christmas break? Mentally, maybe, is my question.
You know what? We've been really fortunate because they've been good in tougher stretches of their schedule. And they've seen the value of this time of year, you know, that there are teams that kind of get hot and then there's teams that don't. And we got out of that Chicago game, weren't really pleased with our game, and righted it. The next four were hard and good battles, so I think mentally we're where we need to be.
I know it's not game day, it's tomorrow, but do you still expect your captain to be okay after sacrificing last night again?
He's fine. He was good this morning when he got up, and no issues.
Well, you talked yesterday about what a tough load the D has carried lately.
Yep.
Was that one reason why you wouldn't have skated today, or how did that all play out?
We've had two situations where we've gone game to an afternoon game at the end of a tough stretch. We came home from Colorado on flights, lost one, and beat LA. So this is all about recovery. You know, you're not getting anything out of them on the ice. The most important thing is they get warmed up and ready to go tomorrow and be ready to start on time. But it's 6-9. I mean, in the last 7 weeks, we've been to the West Coast twice, the East Coast twice, stopped into Colorado for a game. We've done a good job of managing energy levels. But I also, you know, you look back at your handful of games. I was a real grinder last night, but coming out of Nashville and back-to-back St. Louis, it's all about recovery.
1 o'clock start, even finely tuned athletes I don't know if they normally perform well at that time of the day, do they?
So I think that comes from a few years back. They had problems with afternoon games. We've been pretty good at them. Coaches love them. You know, some guys really like them, and I do. I mean, I'd prefer they were all 1 o'clockers. Any change of routine, you worry about the effect. The interesting part for us, it used to be, if you played a 7:30 game or a 6 o'clock game, you were all out of sorts because it never happened. They were all started at the same time around the league. We play at so many different times now in different time zones. It can't be an issue for us.
You went through this quite a bit last year where you didn't practice, you didn't really have time for it, or you needed to use that time for rest and recovery. How does it compare to some other years past when you were coaching? Was there way more practicing then?
If you're on the East Coast, you practice quite a bit more, right? And there's not nearly the toll. So just look at last night. We're in the air for 45 minutes. We're at the hotel by 1 o'clock in the morning on a road game. We don't get off the plane in Winnipeg before 2 o'clock very often in the morning. So it's a major difference in the East. But the body adapts, the minds adapt, players get used to it. You play in the West long enough, it's not as big an issue. You're used to not feeling great for the start of games. We looked at this 7-week block as our toughest block of the season. We're going to have another one in March that's difficult. But even with that, we've got a couple of recovery days, 2 recovery days in a month. We've been going for 6.5-7 weeks with 2 days off. So it's been a toll. But they've handled it well. The compete in the game was right. The hands are a little off, but so were theirs. We've handled it right.
Paul, what's the approach for the Islanders? They're a high-octane offense. They also seem to give up a lot.
Well, you know what? They give up a lot in final numbers, but their other analytics would suggest they're a better defensive team than you think. They're hard forecheck and they're a veteran group. So it's going to be the same game that we've played really in the last five. We've managed the puck pretty darn well. We've battled pretty hard. Didn't expect it to be smooth. It won't be a wide open game. It shouldn't be. If we play this one right, they do, right? They have some elite shooters. They've got 2 21 goal scorers in their lineup, which makes them dangerous. So how much room you give them is always the key when you're playing these kind of teams. We've been a pretty good tight gap team the last little while.
There was one time, at one point last night, there was a 5-way tie for first place in the Western Conference. Is that something that you and other people are looking at, or is it too early?
No, I mean, you look at that stuff every day. You don't use it every day, but you're always checking the league where it's at. It's something that we got to get used to, right? So the teams sitting at ninth place have games in hand, which would put them about 4 points out, and it's going to be like this to April. So there's no comfort in where you're at. You're going to have to agree. The Central Division means you're going to have to play right to the end.
You said the other day that in terms of not having any practice, that you thought that was a reason to go back to Hellebuyck. Are you looking at that again?
No, Mace is going. Want five. Backing up is different than starting, even though they tell you they prepare the same way. The energy level, the cost going into the game, the focus for it. I want Connor to get five clean days, so he's not going to skate today. He'll get out there a little bit tomorrow, and we need to be able to handle that as well. We've got another one of these five-day blocks coming up in January where we play the next day. We wanted him to get a little bit of a mental breather.
And also important to get Steve in there.
We'd like to get Steve in there, and we'd like to score a couple goals for him. It'd be a nice change. You know, he's played really well. You take those first two games out of the season out where we weren't particularly good in front of him, he'd like some goals back, and you just look at his numbers, and they're outstanding. I mean, he's been played really well. We just haven't scored a lot of goals for him. He gets a win in L.A. in a 2-1 game, but we'd like to get him a few more tomorrow.